Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company, cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, yet another outbreak of bird flu, as you've been hearing, confirmed at a commercial turkey flock in County Meath, following the restrictions that were put in place yesterday on a turkey flock in Carlow. And with Christmas just around the corner, the focus is now turning to the potential impact on the supply and the cost of turkeys in the run-up to the festive season. Tim Mulcahy is owner of the Chicken Inn in Cork's famous English market. His business has been on the go for 70 years. Our reporter Brian O'Connell called into him and asked what he was telling customers who may have concerns around bird flu.
What I'd be saying to people is, like, if you were happy with what you got last year, then chances are you'll be safe enough going back to the same place. Yeah, I can imagine some producers are under an awful lot of pressure trying to keep this at bay. There's so much goes on behind the scenes that people don't see. It's a 24/7 gig. You're dealing with live animals. They have a lot of experience in what they're doing. It's not the first time they've come across this. They are very vigilant in what they do, and when they put the procedures in place, then they will do them in order to protect themselves and protect their animals. Every Christmas people talk about shortages, and, like, I think, again, if people stick with their regular butcher, their regular shop, I don't think there will be a problem with supply. When you're fighting a virus, your traceability is important, but it's the actual physical minding of the turkey is what you're looking at. We have free-range producers; they're very proud of their product, and they have that moral battle going on about not being able to get their turkeys out into the fields. But at the end of the day, if this fires the tax, a whole producer could be wiped out in a matter of days.
But at the moment, you don't sense any reticence yet amongst customers, either in relation to chicken or maybe turkey?
No. Once the producer gets the proper support, the proper guidance, and they know from their own experience, and they're just allowed to do what they are doing. And if a free-range bird has to be held in doors for a couple of weeks, well, isn't it better than having it outside and vulnerable and potentially being lost to this virus?
Tim Mulcahy there from the Chicken Inn in Cork. Brian also spoke to one customer who had just bought from the Chicken Inn.
I hope they won't be up the price of them for Christmas, that's the turkeys.
So if there was a scarcity, if there was less supply, the price could go up?
It probably will go up.
Do you buy chicken every day?
I do.
So what are you buying today?
I bought chicken, more cooked chicken, raw chicken and eggs.
You're a good advert for Tim here, aren't you? And had you been following the story?
I did. I heard it from down Kingston, when the bird flu came in that time. The brother gave up chicken 11 years ago and he never touched it since. And we live on chicken.
You were making up for him, so you're eating double. But would it make you slightly concerned, or how do you feel about it?
You know, it's just like the COVID, what can we do about it? We can't starve. If it tastes nice. If it doesn't taste, they spit it out.
What about Christmas now? What do you have Christmas Day?
Oh, we have turkey.
Turkey?
Turkey and ham.
Yeah. Have you it ordered?
No, we wait a wait. We get one with a sticker on it.
One untroubled, happy customer there, speaking to Brian O'Connell. Joined now by farmer and broadcaster Dara McCullough. Dara, good morning.
Morning, Philip.
No outbreaks in commercial properties since February 2023, and now two in close succession. It looks like it's getting harder to keep out.
Yeah, it's we're getting to the point where people are beginning to wonder if bird flu is going to become endemic. And what we're seeing, like, I have only a very small flock of hens at home here on the farm, but what we're seeing every year is that effectively there's a lockdown every year, and the only thing that changes is it seems to be happening a bit earlier year after year. And I suppose that's maybe linked to climate change, the fact that the increase in temperatures and allowing diseases like this to move faster, and just get into the system. Normally we'd rely on the cold to keep it out, but yeah, that's not happening this year anyway.
We were having the conversation just yesterday about the possibility that an annual lockdown, taking all of those free-range birds in for the winter months as the migratory birds are passing over, looks like an increasingly sort of prudent action.
Yeah, keeping birds in is the sensible way to go on this, but in your vox pop there, the man referred to the kind of moral battle, and as you know, we produce free-range eggs, and what people love to see is eggs and the hens out running around in the grass, and that's what gives the lovely rich yellow yolk to the eggs. And same for the turkeys, the bronze turkeys, having them out, you get a different type of turkey, a real premium grade turkey. And you know, you hope that the bird has a happier life, it feels a bit of sun on its back. So to have to lock all those birds up for months on end is kind of heartbreaking for producers, but we, you know, there's no other way around this. And even if we do lock them up, it's not a guarantee that the flock isn't going to get infected, because what we see where bird flu is really rampant in the likes of the UK is that you know, units that have always been enclosed and have controlled ventilation systems, the disease is still able to get in. Now, whether it's getting in via humans is possibly the reason. But, you know, flock owners are going to the nth degree now to try and put in the highest level of biosecurity possible, to the point where they're taking showers, changing all their clothes. Obviously, their boots, you know, the boots that they're wearing outside never go inside the house. But, you know, changing all their clothes, showering down before they enter that house to try and remove any possibility of transmission from the outside.
And it's worthwhile saying that a journalist like you on Ear to the Ground isn't going to get next nor near anywhere or any of these poultry farms once this lockdown comes into effect, because they become completely closed shops.
Yeah. And like, there's people's livelihoods on the line here, Philip. So, you know, we can't be playing fast and loose with that. You know, I was talking to a turkey producer last night, and he's actually, he has a free range flock, but he's kept them in for the last number of weeks. And he's just terrified that, you know, someday he'll go down and he'll see one or two sick birds, and that evening he'll see by 10 or 15, and the next morning he's got 20 dead. And at that point, if you get bird flu in your house, you have to notify the authorities, and then a whole process, it's all taken out of your hands, your entire flock is gassed on the spot. Like, these are animals, creatures that you've cared for since the day they were hatched, you know, when they were little helpless chicks, and you've nursed them along, and you know, this is, if you're a turkey producer, Christmas is your harvest, and to see that all wiped out and be completely out of your control is heartbreaking stuff.
What do you think is the potential for impact on supply and price here?
Yeah, I think it's certainly going to put pressure, upward pressure on prices. The flock that went down in Kells, to my understanding, is a large flock, and a specialist turkey producer. They account for less than 5% of the total production in this country, but they account for a much bigger percentage of the free-range bronze turkeys, those premium birds. So I think that's the segment of turkey that's going to see the greatest price inflation. I mean, I'm sure there's guys on the phones this morning, buyers, supermarket buyers on the phones to Italy or Ukraine or wherever, dialing up truckloads of birds because they need them, and they know there's a gap now that they have to fill. And, you know, you can bring in any amount of imported birds, but for the farm, for the people, the consumer that wants the Irish free-range bird, that's going to be scarce in the ground, I think, this Christmas.
Yeah, the modern supply chains are pretty good at adapting to short-term shortages like this. The question will be, is at what price will it now come to the consumer, and whether there might be a little bit of opportunism or profiteering even creeps into what it is that people are going to have to pay.
Yeah, I mean, look... I was in Elfin Mart on Monday, and the price of suckler beef calves are, you know, double what they were 2 and 3 years ago. It's supply and demand. It's the market. When the price is on the floor, the farmer has to take the price that he's offered. When the price goes sky high, he's perfectly entitled to take the price that he's offered as well. So I wouldn't begrudge any farmer getting a lift out of this. It wouldn't encourage me to go investing in turkey production anytime soon, because the risks are bananas. I mean, how a producer sleeps at night over the next couple of weeks. So again, I'm going back to that producer I was speaking to yesterday evening. He's got 3 more weeks before those birds are fit for slaughter. And so, like, you know, he'll be on tenterhooks for the next 3.5 weeks, hoping and praying that he can keep his flock safe. But there's no guarantees, Philip.
No, there are no guarantees. Darren McCullough, thank you very much. Let me reiterate at this point exactly the same advice that we gave yesterday, because it is going to remain evergreen throughout the course of this lockdown of poultry premises. If you come across a dead bird anywhere, don't handle it, don't touch it, don't do anything with it other than report it to the National Disease Emergency Hotline, 01-492-8026, or use the Department of Agriculture's Avian Check app, particularly in the case of larger coastal birds. If you've seen an animal or a bird fly into a window at your house, you don't need to be making that phone call. But for those larger seabirds that could potentially be carrying the virus, 01-492-8026 is the National Disease Emergency Hotline. Coming up later on in the programme, why are people paying higher energy bills while wholesale prices are dropping? But next, new rules for learner drivers.
Today on RTE Radio 1.